Okay, can people hear me?
Yes, Rabbi.
Okay. Ah, Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday, we finished all we planned to cover in Perek, Kolabosa, but I left that one important topic. Before the Nazis started killing all the Jews, so the first they made life difficult, so they didn't allow the Jews to go into certain businesses. So they had to be makel, the Gedolim in Europe had to be makel about Schorba, Macholas, Hasuris, and different things. And then they had a law that were concerned about the Tzar Bali Chaim. You're not allowed to cause pain to the dumb animals. So they first, first they said that the Shechita is inhumane. And the Jews should only, the Ashkenazim don't eat the achuraim, the hind parts of the animal. We have a lot of chalev, so we don't have a clear-cut tradition. We don't have such a strong tradition about how to remove the chalev. The Sfardim have stronger traditions. So the Sfardim remove all the chalev, they do an ikar on the whole animal. But the Ashkenazim, we don't have strong traditions. So we shech twice as many animals as we really need, meat-wise, because we don't eat the whole hind parts of the animal. So the Nazis made a law that you only allow to shech to the extent that you need the meat. And the Gedolim had to discuss, can we be makel on that minig? Is it really a minig that we say, ain't on a bikim? Like we said yesterday a few times, ain't on a bikim. Ain't on a bikim how to do the tre gelle de milcha. So Tosfos quotes on the Bahag, the last line, Ein Ona Bikim, last line of Kufi Beis Amin Aleph, Ein Ona Bikim, how to do Chalita, so we don't do Chalita anymore. So they say, we're not Bikim, how do you do Nikur, which Chalif to remove? So therefore, it's a minig. Well, it's not a minig, we just didn't know. We should get some Sardim and do the Nikur for us. So that was a big discussion. So then they had another law. They decided that when you do Shechita, first they said, when you do shechita, you have to stun the animal in advance, so it won't feel the pain. So Rav Chaim Oizer, so the Sridi Eish lived in Germany at that time. He was in Hildesheim Seminary in Berlin. And he wrote to all the Gedolim in Eastern Europe, he wrote to all the Rabbonim in Germany, is there room to be makel on this? And then they had another law that when you shecht animals, you have to break the spine, you have to cut the spine also, in order that the animal should die right away. Because when you do shechita, you just cut the condemnation, it takes a while till the animal dies. So then they passed a law because they were so concerned about killing the human beings and drowning them and choking them and torturing them to death that didn't bother them because they were Jews. But Nebuchadnezzar on the animals, there was Tzar Bali Chaim on the animals. So they made this law. When you shech the animals, you have to cut the spine right away. So the Sridi Yesh had a whole contrast, which he didn't print until after the whole war was all over. That's the whole Chelek Aleph of the Sri Yesh. So part of that story is on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. That's the last piece of Gemara that we learned in Perek Kolabosa, because we started Kolabosa on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the two Mishnayos on Amud Aleph. So right before the first Mishnah, so the Gemara says on the first wide line, Amar Shmuel, Mshum Reb Chiya, Hasheva Mefrakta Shal Behem Akadim Shetetze Navsha Hareza Machbides Ad Basar. Apparently when you shecht an animal, so a lot of the dam gushes out. So if you Sheva the Mefrakas, if you break the spine before the animal dies, you're causing a lot of the dam will not come out as much as otherwise. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, goes a list of brias. When you weigh the meat in the butcher shop and you sell a person 10 pounds of meat or 10 pounds of chicken, whatever, so you always have bones there. You're not going to eat the bones. You're charging for per pound, including the bones and including the stuff that you don't eat. So there's a lot of blood also. So if you would have just shechted the kana neveshet and let the animal suffer a little bit to cough out all of the blood will come out, So then the piece of meat would have weighed less. But now because you broke the mefrekas, that's a question. Maybe there's a difference between breaking the mefrekas and cutting the mefrekas with the knife. The Gemara talks about ashoyv mefrekas shel behema. So if you break the spine before the animal dies, so then it's not going to push out any more dam, and the meat is going to be heavier. So you guys are less habrius. You're charging more in the butcher shop. The person is getting less for his money because he's charged by the pound. Is mavli adam beimorim, is causing dam to get absorbed into the limb. So the Gemara has a shayla boilahu. What does he mean to say? Is it only because gozalus habrius is charging more because a pound of meat you're going to get less meat because it's weighed down with the blood? But it's only an issue of bin adam lachaver. It's gzeila choshimish, but bin adam lamachem holy didday shapidami. But there's no problem for him. Maybe it's a problem of dam as well. So the Gemara says, take it. And he buy the lev shita. So what exactly is the suffix? So Rashi has one shot, and many Rishonim disagree with Rashi. So Rashi has a chumrah that maybe melicha doesn't even help. Should I say holiday day shapidami? Rashi writes v'yotze de melicha. Adum alididei nami asur, and it's any yotzai de malicha. Woo! So malicha wouldn't even help. Maybe malicha only helps whenever you do malichas, it takes out much dam. There's always dam left, so we declare the dam that's left after the malicha is declared as moel habasar, and that's mutter. But over here, that's moel habasar because you let the animal die and push out all of the dam. You let the animal die naturally, and a lot of the dam comes out. But if you shave the mefrekes and the animal is dead, so it's not going to push out any more dam. So since there's more than normal amount of dam in the basar, so you have no right to declare that after doing malicha, whatever will remain behind will be moila basar. No, I'm going to declare it as dam, dam evorim shepirish mimachim lamachim, and it's going to be us. So according to Rashi, this is a very serious din. So you can never cut the mefrekes or the ramoa. Right, so Chumra, we really had this when we started the second parak, the first daf, and the second parak in Chulin. So the Gemara says, Yishochat, Yishochat has the connotation, Yishech Tikon and Neveshit, and there were different pshatim in the Gemara, a whole bunch of pshatim, that's what the Sridi Yesh quotes, all the different pshatim. So the Gemara says, Yishochat, the Lola Shavu Yegistera. What does that mean? So one of the pshatim was that he doesn't cut the spine. Means it's not necessary to cut the spine. Or that if he cuts the spine, it makes it into an avela, or what? What's the issue? Or, so one of the pshatim was, no, if he cut, the lol shabuy gistera is the same as Rashi learned over here. The dam, there's going to be a ribay dam, and you won't be allowed to eat the meat, even if you salt it. That salting will not remove all of the dam over here, because it didn't have a chance to give off all of them. So the other Rishonim had a different girsa. The one who published the Sefer Ha'itur was all excited. Dr. Belkin used to say, the one who published the Sefer Ha'itur was the rabbi in his community. I forgot already, Soslovich or something. I forgot which community he came from. So Rav Meir Yoina, he put out also two volumes, the Sefer Iter, Aleph and Beis, and he also put out Har HaMaria, I think. It's Mar Mekoymes and comments on the Rambam and Hilchos Avodas HaKarbonos, all about Kochim. So he was very much into Kochim. So when he put out the Sefer Iter, he writes in the footnotes and he writes an introduction. He's so excited. You have so many different Girsois in the Gemara that you find in the Rishonim and has Nafkamina Ladina. So he's all excited about this one as well, that the other Rishonim had a different Girs in the Gemara. Dat Ledidei Nami Oser, even Ide Malicha, it's not going to help. No, we're talking if you have Dame Varm Shalop Pirish. That was the Tosfos had that in the first Perek when we had the Mishnah, Sheikh of the Shabbos, Yudalan Amin Aleph, I think. Sheikh of the Shabbos, Chitosak Sheiros, the Tosfos comments on that Gemara, that would appear beferish from the Gemara, that you're allowed to eat it even on Shabbos. Are you not allowed to salt the flesh on Shabbos? You eat it without salting the flesh. What happened to the Yisodam? So that's what Tosfos said. There's no isa dam because dam evarim shall not perish. The dam in the capillaries that not perish is called ma'el abasar and it's mutter. So the Ramban and all the other and the Sefer Iter, all the other Rishonim, they had a different gears than the Gemara. Not le didei nami yasa, even malicha doesn't help. No, that's ridiculous. When you do malicha, of course it helps. We're talking if you want to eat raw meat, no, so it's not relevant to us. Who of us is interested in eating raw meat that's full of blood? So that was the girsa that Rav Rishonim had. Oidilma le didei nami aser, if it's basar chai. Let's say I have a piece of meat and it has a vein or an artery and it has a lot of dam in the vein or the artery. So that's not called dam evarim shelo pirish. Dam evarim is the blood in the capillaries, not the blood in the big veins and the big arteries. That's dam. That's already pirish. If it's in the capillaries, then it's called dam evarim. So lo pirish is mutan, pirish is awesome. But the dam in the veins is awesome. So that was the Gemara Sofek. If he breaks the mefreka, shave him mefreka shal behema, kodem shetetze nafsha, maybe it's going to be machbid the bus, it's going to be so much dam, more than normal, more than regular. So the dinner, dam evam shalot perish is mutter, wouldn't apply, because it's more than normal. So that was the Sofek. But if you're going to salt the meat, there's no shot. That's what the Rishonim said. According to Rashi, you have a whopper of a chumra over here. So the Ramah. So the Ramah quotes this Chumrev from the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak, that many of the Rishonim understood the Gemara to say that the Lol Shavuya Gistero, that the whole animal becomes treif. If you cut the mefrekes, kodem shetetze nafsho. The animal, but so many Rishonim say there's not no need to cut the mefrekas. But there's one version in Rashi that if you cut the mefrekas, is also. So one explanation is because Mabli Adam, like they mark Kuf Yud Gimel. The other explanation is that even though you already finished cutting the Kon and the Veshet, so the Shechit is finished. So how can you make it also Bachila? Not also because of Adam, it's also because of Nevel. How can it be also? Just like Rashi learned, Shia B'mir Basra makes the animal into an Avela. So over here, if you cut the Mefrekas, makes how in the world can it make it an Avela? So that's what he has a whole discussion about. That's what he has a whole discussion about. The part of his discussion is very interesting. The Yismach Moshe was the first Hasidic Rebbe in Hungary. Rav Moshe Teitelbaum. A Teitelbaum is a date tree. So the Chasam Sofer has, they lived the same time. So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva that he sent to the Yismach Moshe in learning. The Yismach Moshe also wrote, Yismach Moshe is Chasidish Dibre Torah and Chumash, two volumes on Chumash. But he also wrote tshuva, Shal the tshuva is Heshid Moshe, because his name is Moshe. So the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva to him, so he doesn't write his name, but in Lechod HaRav HaGoyin, in the introductory remarks to the letter, so he writes, Tzadik HaTomer Yifroch, because the title boim is a tomer. In all the Satmar shuls that they have all over the world, so they always have this pasuk somewhere in the shul, Tzadik HaTomer Yifroch, called the Satmar all claim to be descendants, I think, from the Teitelbaum, they all claim to be descendants from the Yismach Moshe. He was the first Hasidic Rebbe in Hungary. Hasidic started in other parts of Europe, in Ukraine and Russia, but not in Hungary. They moved to Hungary. So the Yismach Moshe has a kula that this Ramoz Chumra, that if you shecht roiv ha-mefrekes, you ask the whole behemah only applies to behemah and doesn't apply to oaf. Why should it be a difference? He gives you a whole nafkemina. Why it's a difference? So first, in the first kuntris that this Sridayesh wrote, he writes what a great goyin and a tzaddik and a poisek the Yismach Moshe was, so we can rely on him. And then he sent the kuntris to all the different rabbanim, because the shayla was neged the ganz klal Yisrael, so he can't just paskin for the Jews in Berlin. It's not a local shayla, it's a shayla for everybody. So he sent it to 15, 20 different rabbanim. So he, one of them that he sent it to was Reb Chaim Oizer. He was considered the main Pesach in Eastern Europe. He was the Pesach for all of Klal Yisrael then. He died in the middle of the war. So Reb Chaim Oizer writes that the Yismach Moshe didn't have the Or Zeruah. He only had the part of the Or Zeruah that was quoted by the Hagos Hoshri next to the Rosh. And because he didn't have the Or Zeruah in the original, that's why he made this mistake. And he said that the din doesn't apply to chickens, only applies to behemoths. The Ramos Chumrah of cutting the mefrekas before Kodim Shetetz in Nafsha, because in the Or Zeruah it says beferish that the Maisa Shohaya, the Rav Yoh had a Shaila. Maisa Shohaya was with a chicken, and the Rav Yoh acid it, even B'dievet. How can he say that the Oisrim, how can the Heshiv Moshe write, how can Moshe title them right, that the whole Chumrah of the Rav Yoh is only by behemoths, not by Yoifers. The Maisa Shohaya was on an Yoifers, beferish. So that's what he tied is, that's a mistake in the Heshiv Moshe made a mistake. Okay. Yesterday we started discussing a little bit about Gidon Asher. So there's the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz wrote a Sefer Psak on Choshe Mishpat that everybody says in the Sivas always worked the Urim Betumim. And on Yeridei he wrote the Sefer Crazy Placey. It was also a Sefer Psak, which many of the Achranim quotes on this Simen. And when they have this Simen in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samach Hei, Sif Hei, is about Gidon Asher. It has a din of Gidon Asher. So we discussed a little bit yesterday whether Shuman Agid is only Asamitam Minik. That was the Kesem Mishnah, is Yeshiva and the Rambam and from the Rabbis Kasha. So he said the Rambam holds a Gidon Asher, Shuman Agid, the Chelav Agid, is mutter and atarus, even mutter rabban, it's only also mitam minig. And whenever the minig is in conflict with the real din, Rosh al krov al kirba, you should broil the korban pesach when it's all together in one piece. So then the din takes precedence and you have to violate the minig. That was the Kesem Mishnah's teretz. So we discussed yesterday that there's a beferish machlekes in the Rishonim. What's the reason for this minig? Minig is binding mit the rabbanon. So minig is binding mit the rabbanon. So what's the reason for the minig? Is it exera otu gidon asher, or is it exera otu chelev? So the nafkamina would be, what if it's shuman hagid of achaya? So an achaya, all the chelev is mutter. So if shuman hagid is also mitam chelev, it does make sense to say achaya. So here the pischit shuva in sivkot and gimel, there, simen samachay, sivkot and gimel, quotes the Radvaz, the Chelev, that one, Chelev Sha'al Agid, Osa Gamkein Bechaya, Masha Nogo Iser Bishum and Agid, Hom Mishum Chumas Gid, Velomishum Chelev. Right, and that's Beferish. I mentioned yesterday, that's Beferish in the Smak, and the Sefer Mitzvahs Kotney writes like that. And the Darkei Tshuva quotes others who disagree, because other Rishonim say that it's not a gzeru atu gid. They say it's a gzeru atu chela. So then they would say beferish that shuman agid. I forgot already where it is. Shuman agid would be mutter in achai. It would only be osam them. So it's machlokes and achrayim. So also. Also, here in the Pischei Tshuva there, Simon Samachesev Kotman Beis, he quotes that the Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz in his Sefer Crazy Place on Yeridei, on this Simon Samachay, quotes a Menaker who claimed that everybody's making a mistake, that the Gidon Asher is only a certain gid in the leg, that only exists in the male animals. In the female animals, they don't have it. So he claimed it goes on a certain kind of a gid. And so the Pischei Tshuva says, when Machmer, that it goes on that gid, that's only by males, but we also Machmatas, what everybody else holds is the gid on Asher that exists both in the males and the females. So the Crazy Placey to the Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz had a taina against this menaker. How can he say that this smag is a sefer mitzvah's gadol? It's based on the Rambam, sefer mitzvahs. And the smag always writes at the end of every mitzvah, the snorik b'schor menikavis. Some mitzvahs only applies to men. Some mitzvahs apply equally to women, and some mitzvahs only apply to women, don't apply to men. The chesed, the dinim of Yoledes and Nida and Zava only applies to women. The dinim of Zav and Valkyrie only apply to men. The dinim of Shikir is not allowed to do Avoida, only applies to men, because women, Eishes Kohenes, can't do Avoida anyway. So here, with respect to the mitzvah of Gid Anasha, so the smag writes that the din applies to Schorim and Akevis. So the Poshup Shat in the statement of the smag is that all Jewish people, whether men or women, are forbidden to eat Gidal Nasha. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz seems to have misunderstood it. He understood that what the smag meant to say was that it applies to male and to female animals, so it's against this menaker. Who's Al-Herelo B'smag Shekomis Des Gidal Nasha Nog B'schorim and Akevis? So you see that this menaker is wrong. This fellow who thought that he's an expert is wrong. So he says that Achrayim on this all was surprised. How can he say such a thing? He quotes it, the Sefer told us Adam. Told us Adam is all about Rab Zalma Lev Alojener. That was the younger brother of Rab Chaim Alojener. So he also learned by the Vilna Gaon a little bit like Rab Chaim Alojener. And they write there and they told us Adam that he knew all of Shas Balpeh, and sometimes when the Vilna Gaon would remember the Loshon HaGemara, he would ask Rav Zalman of Loshon, what's the Loshon HaGemara? And he would rattle off the Gemara by heart. Unbelievable. So there's a sefer called Told the Sodom. So the first part of the book speaks about a little bit of a biography of Rav Zalman, Rav Zalman of Loshon. And then the rest of the book, he has Chidushi Torah, Halacha LaMaisen from him, which are quoted by the Pischa Tshuva and Ebenezer. From time to time, they quote different things. He has other Divrei Torah and Rambams that don't appear in Shulchan Aruch, other things. So here, Abzalma Balojana has a comment. You see that the Shigia is a Mitzud HaPrus Al Kol HaChaim. All human beings can make mistakes, Kotten Kagodl. Even Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz made a mistake. Look the way he misunderstood the Loshon of the Smag. The Smag said the Mitzvah Gidon Noshe is Noig B'schorim and Akevis. And it meant all Jewish men and women are prohibited from eating Gidal Nasha. And Crazy Place understood it to mean that it applies to male and female animals alike. So he says, look, even Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz made a mistake. So that's a famous comment. But it's in the Pischei Tshuva in Simen Samachei. Okay, let's see. So the opening Mishnah in Perek Gidal Nasha seems so obvious. The Mishnah says that the din of Gidal Nasha applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lord. It's not an agricultural mitzvah. It's not from the mitzvahs of Klis Baris that it shouldn't apply in Chutz Lord. It's Pshita. Why should somebody think it doesn't apply? The animal had already a Gidal Nasha, was also before you are Magdash. The animal is a couple of months old. Of course, the Gidal Nasha is going to be also. What's the Chiddush? Unless the Chiddush is that you're not allowed to be Makterid on the Mizbech. That's what it means, that you're not allowed to be Makrib the Gidal Nasha. If it's an Oila, is Kula Kolil. If it's not a carbon oil, then the only burnt the chalev. So the Gidal Nasha is not the chalev, so it won't be burnt anyway. If it's an oil that you burn everything, kula kolil, so that's maybe what it means. Bechulun uvam egdoshim, that if it's a carbon, you're not allowed to be, carbon oil, you're not allowed to be makdir, the Gidal Nasha on the Mizbeach. Why not? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yecheskel. Here the pasuk is quoted, second line from the top of the Tzadik on the base. So the pasuk says you can bring karbanis mimashki yayin lenesachim. Yayin lenesachim has to be mimashki Yisrael. From wine in Yiddish they refer to schnapps as mashke, and schnapps that's manufactured in Eretz Yisrael today, so they call it mashki Yisrael. But in the Pasuk, in Yecheskel, he talks about bringing a karbonis b'mashke Yisrael. So the Gemara in different places here as well, the Gemara interprets the Pasuk to mean b'mashke Yisrael min amuta l'Yisrael. You only allowed to bring karbonis from kosher wine or from kosher animals. Let's say I have wine that I made from orla grapes or from klai hakerem grapes. So the orla klai hakerem is also b'achila. Happens that it's also b'ano also, but even forget about that, even if it would have been muta b'ano. If it's also b'achila, so it's not muta l'Yisrael. Or let's say, chbeis, you have tevel. You have yayin, that's tevel. Yayin, that's tevel, so you're not allowed to use it, even though you're not allowed to use it as... For Nisuch and the Mizbeach, even though Tevel is Muta Bahano, but here Tevel is only Asa Bachila Muta Bahano, but you're not allowed to use it for a korban. Or let's say if an animal is a trefa, so it's Asa Bachila, has a broken leg or something, Asa Bachila, so he can't be makar of it as a korban. The Gemara, beginning of Menachas Daf Hey, explains why do you need three psukim, three separate psukim to tell us that an animal which is a trefa cannot be korban on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, I have first the pasuk in Mashke Yisrael min amuta l'Yisrael. Then you have an additional two psukim. What do you need more psukim for? The Gemara gives a whole discussion. So that's a whole discussion over here. That's a whole discussion in the Gemara. And Sadikam and Aleph at Machlek HaSatanayim. Maybe there's a difference when the Gid Anosh is still attached to the animal. The Korban Olah says, since you're going to burn all of the basar, so you're going to burn the whole leg, so maybe you burn the Gid Anasha with the leg. Maybe if you detach the Gid Anasha from the leg, maybe then you have a din mimashki yisrael. So the Gemara goes into a discussion. The Gemara raises an issue there on the top of Tzadik, on the top of Tzadik on the base. The Gemara says, "Mided have the third line on from the top. Rebbe holds mided have echel v'dam. How can you say there's a din of mimashki yisrael and amuta l'Yisrael? But you makriv chelav on the mizbeach and you zorek dam on the mizbeach, chelav and dam, is also b'achilas. So you see that there is no din of a mashke Yisrael. There is no such din. So the Gemara says, no, mitzvasa mekach. That's mitzvasa. So posh pshat is, the Torah says b'ferish. That's an exception to the rule. That's an exception to the rule. Because it says in the Torah, you have to be zorek the dam and you have to be makta the chelav. So here there's years ago, they printed, they had a Ksav Yad from the Ksav Sefer, the son of the Chasam Sefer, Chidushim Mamaseh Cheschulin, that the Ksav Sefer gave in his yeshiva. He took over the Rabbanis after the Chasam Sefer passed away. He took over the Rabbanis in Presburg. The other brothers were Rabbanim in other big cities. They were all prominent Talmidei Chachamim. So in the Sefer on Chulin, he has an interpretation, Mitzvasa Mekach, as follows. Chelav Adam is also lehedyot because it's chelak avoya. So you can't say you can't be zorek the dam on them. You can't raise an issue. How can you be zorek the dam on the How could the mimak the chelav? It's a violation in Mashke Yisrael. No, the reason why it's also le Yisrael is because aninasat of lechem ala mizbech lechaper. Because chelav Adam is miyuchad for the mizbeach. So you can't go back and say you can't raise an issue. How can you be zorek the dam? If it's also Yisrael, the whole Yisrael is because it's Eimed Lekach, because it's Lagavoya. That's how he interprets. Harif is the Gepshah. Poshim Shanimah just means Mitzosim Bekach, means that's an exception to the rule. But the way the Ksav Sefer says, not even an exception to the rule. So again, so the Mishnah lists off, the first Tesis says, first Tesis on Pei Tesam Bei says, all the things in the Mishnah are Pshita. Noig ba'aretz of b'chutz la'aretz. It's not from the mitzvahs halklis ba'aretz. B'fnei abayis, shishlo b'fnei abayis, mechulin b'mekdoshin. Noig b'behema b'chaya. Everything is elementary. Everything is easy. So Gemara is going to work on that. What? There must be some chiddush over here. So Gemara has a whole discussion. What does it mean that it's noig b'mekdoshin? Pshita, the Gemara said, of course, noig b'mekdoshin. It was first an animal. It was gid anoshe. And then you were magdish it later. So why should there be a havamina? That after you magdish the animal as a korban, then the yisig gid anasha goes off. It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara suggests maybe what it means to say is that if you eat the gid anasha of a korban, I should say yisig halalisa. Not only will you one be in violation of the yisig gid anasha which preceded gid anasha, it was an yisig gid anasha before you magdish it. But a couple of months after it was born, it was a gid anasha. Maybe the Hegdish is chal on top of the Yisigir HaNosh. And the Mishnah means to say, not that Gid Anoshim Noig B'Mugdoshim, but Mugdoshim is Noig B'Gid Anoshim. Maybe that's what it means to say. So the Gemara points out, Rashi points out, interpreting in the Gemara, that there's a big machlekes satanan, whether you say Yisr Chalalisa or Ein Yisr Chalalisa. Maybe the Mishnah means to say that Yisr Chalalisa, so the Yisr Mugdoshim is Chal on top of the Yisr Gid Anoshim, or the Gemara says maybe it's Chal. Maybe it's Chal because it's an Iser Koilo. When you have an animal, a normal animal, Shel Chulin, it's only the Gid is Zasa and the Chelev is Zasa. The rest of the animal is Mutta. When you Magdash it, there's an Iser Me'ila. You're not allowed to eat any of the animal. So Migu, since the Iser Hegdash is Chal on the rest of the animal, that's Heter, so it's also Chal on the Gid and it's also Chal on the Chelev, that's called Iser Koilo. Since the second Iser has to be chal. It's isa chal al heter. As far as the rest of the animal is concerned, it's isa chal al heter. So even though with respect to the gid anosh, it should have been ein isa chal al isa, but migu, that the isa hegdish is chal on the rest, it's chal on this too. So that's a big question. We assume the halacha that there are three exceptions to the rule regarding the klal. We paskan like the klal ein isa chal al isa. We discussed it a little bit at the end of the Perek. At the end of Perek, Kol HaBosa, what is the Mokker? So one of the Mokkeris, the Gemara gave a Mokker. What's the Mokker to have this idea? Ein Yisr Chal al Isa. So one of the Mokkeris was, Mesa Boki Chaluluhu, that the list of people who are Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim is not so long. So if a Kohen Tomei eats Truma, so there's a Misa B'dei Shamayim. If an Adam Tami eats Karbonis, then there's Kares, that's Karbonis. But if a Kohen Tami eats Truma, then there's a punishment on Misa B'dei Shamayim. What if an Adam Tohar, a Kohen Tohar, eats Truma Tameya? So that's only an Iser Aseh. So what if a Kohen Tami eats Truma Tameya? It's both. He's Tami. So if he's Tami and he eats Truma Tohara, there would have been Misa B'dei Shamayim. But he's Tomei and the Truma is Tomei as well. So if a Kohen Tohar eats Truma Tomei, there's an Iser Aseh. So what if here? They're both. So the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk. The Mesa Bo Ki Chavaluhu, the Kohen Tomei is Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. If he's Mechala L'Kedushas HaTruma, he eats Truma Tohira in a state of Tumas Saguf. If he's Tomei, so the Gemara says, Prat L'Zush HaMechulelis V'Omedis. But if the Truma was already Tomei, also, so then the Kohen Tomei who eats it is not Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Gemara interpreted that pasuk to mean what happened first. The Truma became Tomei first, and then the Kohen became Tomei. So when the Kohen became Tomei, I say, Ein Isa Chal Al Isa. The Isa against Kohen Tomei eating Truma is not Chal, because the Truma was Nitmei before he became Tomei. So the original Isa was only an Isa Aseh. So that's a Chiddush. That's a chiddush, because one might have thought perhaps that ein isa chal al isa is only if the first isa was an isa lo sesei. Here, if the truma is tamei, it's only an isa asei. It's not an isa lo sesei. So one might have perhaps thought the prima godem raises that issue. One might have perhaps thought maybe there is some shanim hold like that. Ein isa chal al isa only applies if the initial isa, the first isa that was chal, is an isa lav. Maybe if it's an isa asei, the klal doesn't apply. So here the Gemara understood, no, that's what the pasuk means. The Mesa Baki Chalalu Prat L'Zrushim Mechalalus V'Amedes. If the Truma was Nitmeis first, and there's an Isa Resei, so when the Kohen becomes Tomei, now there's an Isa Lav with Misa B'dei Shamayim, it's not Chal on top of this piece. So that's really problematic. The Rambam quotes the Din, but the Rambam doesn't restrict it only to the case of Mesa Baki Chal Prat L'Zrushim Mechalalus V'Amedes, that the Truma was Nitmeis before the Kohen became Tomei. The Rambam seems not to distinguish, even if the Kohen became Tomei first, and then the Truma was Nitmeis afterwards. It's not based on any Isa Chal al Isa. So we have to fish around. There must be a different marker. Maybe there's a different marker in Chumash. So the Prima Godim says, maybe what motivated the Rambam not to learn like that Pshat and the Gemara Beferish, that the Pasuk only goes if the Truma was Nitmeis first. So the Prima Godim writes in the Psicha Tilcha Shchita, maybe the Rambam held that Ein Isa Chal al Isa only applies if you have an Isa Lav first. But if you only have an Isa Aseh, then you wouldn't apply Ein Isa Chal al Isa. So that's why the Rambam quoted it then all the time. that the misa b'dei shamayim of a kohen tamei eating truma only applies if by his eating it is mevatalet mitzvasei. The mitzvasa of truma is leheyocha lekohanim v'kedusha v'tahara. But if the truma is already nitmeis, so then it's no longer emet lemitzvasa, and it doesn't matter what happened first, whether he became tamei, the kohen became tamei first, or the truma was nitmeis. If at the time that the kohen tamei eats the truma is not tamei, so it's no longer emet lemeres lemitzvasa. So therefore, there's no misa b'dei shamayim. Anyway, so that's so we usually paskan that there were three. The rule is ein iser halal iser, and according to the Rambam, it's not based on that pasuk. Misa b'ki chaluluhu prat lezusha mechulal zram. That is because the Rambam says over there the kohen is potter from misa b'dei shamayim, even if he was nitma first before the truma was nitma. It doesn't make a difference what happened first. And the Rambam writes that there are three exceptions to the rule. If when you do say Yisr Chalalis, one is Yisr Basachas, if they're both Yisr Machal simultaneously. And another one is if it's an Yisr Moisif, if the second Yisr is much more inclusive than the first Yisr, more people are included. More people are included. What's an example? Let's say I marry a girl whose mother is divorced, or whose mother is an almana. So once I marry the girl, I'm not allowed to marry my mother-in-law because of Isha Bita. There's an Isha Bita is an Isha Karis, an Isha Misa. But then the mother-in-law goes and she remarries and she becomes now an Isha Zish. So when she becomes an Isha Zish, she becomes Asura to many more people. So it was Chamoisai Ben Asas Isha Zish. These are Gemaris in Sanhedrin a lot. A lot of Mishnais increases about Isa Chalalisa, a whole series of Mishnais. How many Chatos are Yechayiv in different cases? You have to work out all the details of Isa Chalalisa. There are complete Svarim on the topic of Isa Chalalisa. There's a lot of Gemaras and a lot to say. So if first she was Chamoso, then Asa say Shesish, first I married her daughter, and there was an Isa Chamoso, and then the mother-in-law remarries, and she becomes an Eishes Shish. So the second Issa of Eishes Shish is much more inclusive than the first Issa. The first Issa, I'm the son-in-law. It's only Asura to me. And everybody else in the world can marry the mother-in-law. But then once the mother-in-law marries another Jewish man, so now she's an Eishes Shish to everybody. So she's not allowed to live with anybody. So the second Issa of Eishes Shish is Chala me too. So if I'll be Mezana with the mother-in-law, I'll be Chayv B'Shegig, I'll be Chayv two Chatos. One because of Isha Bita, Chamosa, and the second one because of Eishes Ish. So that's an Issa Moistif. What's an Issa Koilo? If the second Issa, this one is an Issa Koilo. I have an animal that has a Gid on the Osha, then I'm Magdish it. So the Issa Hegdish, all the Jews in the world are not allowed to eat the Gid on the Osha. Not all the Jews in the world are not allowed to eat the Gid on the Osha because of Hegdish. So nothing more is added than the Gid on the Osha, but the Issa Hegdish is chal on the rest of the animal. So that's called an Issa Koilo. Migu, that the Issa is chal, the second Issa is chal on the other Hatiches. So the second Issa is chal on the Gid on Asha as well. Or another example Rashi quotes from Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon is of the opinion on Yom Kippur, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat any food on Yom Kippur. What if the food was treif before Yom Kippur? Hoechol nevela b'yom kippurim. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion that if you ate it b'shoigeg, you're not chayiv nevela is malchus. But if you eat on Yom Kippur, it's an isa koris. If you eat b'mezit, so if you eat b'shoigeg on Yom Kippur, you're chayiv achatos. What if you ate hoechol nevela b'yom kippurim? So the isa Yom Kippur is not chal on top of the isa nevela, because ain't isa chal al isa. It was originally an erev Yom Kippur. All the food in the world was kosher except for the treifa food. So the nevela was treif. When it comes Yom Kippur, so the Issa Yom Kippur is only chal on kosher food. It's not chal on the treifa food. That's what Reb Shimon holds. So if you eat, so let's say you have a chayla mesukan on Yom Kippur, and the doctor said he has to eat something in order to stay alive. So the Nadi Behuda says, we would recommend he should eat treifa food. He shouldn't eat kosher food. Why? Because he's going to eat. Because the din is whenever you have to violate an aver, mishum sakonas nefashis, because nefesh decha kola terakula. So we say, machila mosa hakal hakal tchila. That's a whole sugya in the end of Yuma, the last parak in Yuma. you have to try to violate the lesser of the two yisurim. Let's say if a person eats on Yom Kippur a chatzis shir is asman atorah. So let's say he eats a chatzis shir, he waits 10 minutes, he eats another chatzis shir, he waits 10 minutes, he eats another chatzis shir. So it doesn't add up together because he didn't eat everything tochei de'achilas pras. So chatzis shir is asman atorah, but there's no kares. If he would eat everything all together, then there would be kares. So that's an example of hakala kaltchila. At the end of the day, he has to eat a lot of kazesim of food. The doctor said, this man is he's a high-risk category. He has to eat a lot of food in order to remain alive. But if he'll eat a whole regular meal, then he's eating a shia shalem. So he's in violation of an isa koris. If he eats pachas, mikishia, he eats a less than a shia now. He waits a few minutes, he eats less than a shia. He waits another couple minutes, he eats less than a shia. So it's also an isa deraisa, but it's less of an isa. There's no koris over there. So whenever you can save the person's life by violating a lesser avera, so there's no head to violate the Mohammedic Aver. That's the whole sugya, the last parak in Yuma. Achila Mosa, Hakal Akal Tchila. The Gemara has a whole discussion. Let's say you have on Yom Kippur, you have Chazer, or you have Truma. I'm not a Kohen. So if I eat Truma, there's Misa B'dei Shemaim. Azar Shachal Truma is Misa B'dei Shemaim. Chazer is only a lav. So even though Chazer is Baba Strafe, and Truma is a mitzvah. Yeah, Truma is a mitzvah for the Kohen to eat. But for the non-Kohen, not only is it an Aveira, it's an Aveira Chamura, much more than Chazer, because it's Azar Shachal Truman's Misa B'dei Shemaim. So the Gemara says, Machil Mosa HaKal HaKal Tchila. We would tell him, if you have to eat, either they're both treif. You have a choice, either to eat Chazer, to eat Truma Lazar. So he would say, eat the Chazer. The Chazer is the lesser of the two evil, the lesser of the two Averas. So that's according to the Tana Reb Shimon, that Hoyechon Nevela B'Yom Kippurim is not Chayiv Chatos, because he ate it B'Shoigig, and he holds that Ein Yisra Chal Al Yisra. So the Yisra Yom Kippur, Yachilab Yom Kippur, is not Chal on top of the Yisra Nevela. So it only has an Yisra Nevela. But if he'll eat kosher food, then he'll have an Yisra Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur has an Yisra Kores. And eating the veil only has an isa lav. So that's what the Nadi Behuda writes. If the din would have been, the din is not like Reb Shimon. We paskin that Eichon Nevela B'Yom Kippurim is Chayv Kores. Why? Because the isa Yom Kippur is an isa kailo. We say the isa Yom Kippur is chal on all the kosher food in the world. And since it's chal on the kosher foods and the mail, it's also chal on the non-kosher food. That's called an isa kailo. So we hold, the Rambam writes, we hold all three. There's an isa Isra Chalalisa, if it's Isra Bevasachas, which one are you going to throw out? You have to say the both Isurim Achal. But that you have to figure out. The Gemara has a whole discussion here, Peites and Beis and Tzadik and Aleph. How is it possible that the Gid Anoshe with the Isra Kochim will both be Chal simultaneously? It's a whole discussion. So if you have two Isurim Achal simultaneously, so the whole rule of Ein Isra Chalalisa doesn't apply. Hey, Minayim Atkes, which one are you going to throw out? They're both Chal. And then if it's an Isa Moisib, the second Isa is Chal. And then if it's an Isa Koilo, then also the second Isa is Chal. And the Gemara over here develops a whole idea that according to the Tanya, I think Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is of the opinion that Isa Chal Al Isa Bi Isa Koilo is only if the second Isa is more Chomer than the first. Usually that's irrelevant. Usually it's Lamala Valamari, whether the first Isir is Machomer, the second Isir is Machomer. The rule is Ein Isir Chalal Isir. The Gemara develops a whole idea here. I think they quote Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that he holds, where is it already? He holds that Isir Chalal Isir, Aide Koilo, only provided that the second Isir Koilo is also Machomer than the first. Okay, I forgot. The Gemara is going to explain. So the Gemara has this whole suggestion in the Mishnah. Maybe what the Mishnah means to say is not so much that Gid Anoshe is Noig B'Megdoshim, but Megdoshim is Chal on top of Gid Anoshe, the reverse. And then the Gemara says, but then the Loshon of Mishnah is backwards. You shouldn't say Gid Anoshe Noig B'Mechulin B'Megdoshim. You should have said Megdoshim is Chal, Hegdish is Chal on top of Gid Anoshe. Yeah. There is a question over here. The Gemara raises the question that we mentioned yesterday. There's a machlokes hatanoim, where the yesh begid menaisin tam or ain begid menaisin tam. If you cook Where's the Mishnah? Here is the Mishnah. The Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, famous Mishnah. I cooked in a pot a big piece of meat, and the whole Gid Anasha is there. So does it make trafe the rest of the meat or not? So it depends. If you have shishim against it, it's bottled b'shishim. Because if you have reitav, if you have liquid in the pot, so the reitav will be mavab balatam. If you're doing tzliya, so the tzliya can only, the bliya will only go kedei netila. It'll only ask the half an inch of meat that's next to the Gid Anasha. If you hold the HB Gid Menaisen Tam, we pass can aim the Gid Menaisen Tam. That it doesn't have, we paskin against the Mishnah. Because Damarayim had a machlekes, and we paskin against the Mishnah. Ain't begidden with Isintam. Yeah. But the Mishnah assumes that Yesh begidden with Isintam. So the Gemara says this issue where the Hegdish is chal on top of Gid Anasha, when the animal was walking around, it's a couple of months old. When the animal was walking around, it's a kosher animal, has an Isa Chelim, and has an Isa Gid Anasha. And then I go and I magdish the animal. So the Issa Hegdish is chal on all the basar in the animal. Is the Issa Hegdish also chal on the Gid Anasha? So we said it's an issue of an Issa chal on Issa. It should be an Issa koilo. Since the Issa Hegdish is chal on everything else, it should be chal on the Gid Anasha also. But just a minute. If you hold the way we pass on halacha, ain the Gidin benois and tam, so there shouldn't be any Issa Hegdish. There should not be any Issa Hegdish. Hegdish only also, Bisar HaKorban is also. Atzomas of the Korban are not also. The bones are not also. If you have it, Rashi points out, if you have an Etzem, Sheyesh Bo Moach. If you have an Etzem, Sheyesh Bo Moach, if you have bone that has marrow inside, that's edible. So the marrow is regular din of basar. So then, of course, the din of the Iser. Not to get Hegdish is also bachilo. Hegdish is, let's say, achatos. So Basar achatos is also lezar. It's only muta for zichre kuhuna to eat. So if a zar eats it, it'll be an iser. So not only is there an iser zar not to eat Basar achatos, he's not allowed to suck the marrow inside the bone either. Because marrow inside the bone is dina kibosa. Let's say the Gemara has a whole discussion. Mar has a whole discussion of the Machlokes HaTanoim here. The first Mishnah in the Perek on Pei Tesem Bei says, Gid Anasha applies both on the right leg as well as on the left leg. B'yerech shel yamin u'b'yerech shel smol. It applies to both legs. And then the Gemara quotes later, the Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's only noig in one of the two legs. And the Gemara... And the Gemara is not sure whether it's the right leg. He says probably the right leg. Yerach. What is that discussion? The Gemara has a suffix. The Buddha thinks that maybe it only applies. Maybe it only applies. Here it is. This is on Daf Tzadik on the base, the last 15 lines. So the line begins with the word B'erach Shel Smol. The Gemara quotes the caption from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says B'erach Shel Yamin, B'erach Shel Smol. The Gemara says the Mishnah is the Loike Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. We have a Tosef. The Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. I know Egelah, but Achas Mehem only applies to the Gid Anasha and one of the two legs. But Hadas Machras Eshel Yamin. He thinks it only applies to the right leg. So Gemara is not sure. What we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Chacham. It applies both to the right leg and to the left leg. So Gemara is not sure. Is this Das Torah or is this Das Noita? What do the words mean? Das Torah and Das Noita. So in the context of the Gemara, Das Torah means based on a pasuk. Can you see from the pasuk that it only applies to the right leg? Das Torah means a drasha from the pasuk, or Das Noita means a svara. Based on everything else that I know, I think it should only apply to the right leg. In modern usage, the word Das Torah usually has the opposite connotation. Das Torah means when the Rabbanim encourage you to vote for a certain candidate, for a senator, for a Congress, or whatever, for the President of the United States, or the mayor. So what are the Rabbanim paskin? Where are they going to find this in Shulchan Aruch? So they say this is Das Torah. So Das Torah means a shayla that doesn't say beferish. You look through the whole Gemara, the whole Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say whom to vote for. But this is based on that Torah, based on everything else that they know. They think that in this case, this is the mahalach that you have to have. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said he never heard that usage of that expression in Europe, where he came from. He said the first time he heard that usage of the term, Das Torah, that based on everything that they know, they give a position on political issues, that's called Das Torah. He said he only heard this in America. In Europe, he never heard that meaning. And in the Gemara, it has the opposite connotation. The Gemara, the word Das Torah means that it's read from the Pasuk. Yeah. Where could it be Das Torah? Because it says, Ken Liyachim Bnei Yisrael, as Gid HaNoshe. Gid HaNoshe has a Hey Haidi on the word HaNoshe. So that's like HaGid HaNoshe. As if there were a Hey Haidi on the whole Gid HaNoshe, which is the Gid HaNoshe with the Hey Haidi? The right leg, HaMayuman. The right leg. If you hold that as Das Noite, then it's not so muchrach. It's not that it's based on the hey haidia. Then it means the miyuman. Or the Gemara has either ha the hey haidia, or it means a gid hanasha that the gid hanasha with the hey haidia means the right leg, or is it based on das noita? Right. So the Gemara is not sure. So the Gemara quotes, where was the discussion? Oh, the Gemara there, yeah, Toshma. Yeah, about 8 lines from the bottom of Tzadik on the base. So the Gemara is not sure whether Reb Yehuda learned it out from the Pasuk, Das Torah, the Hey Haidia, or Das Night, Das Svar, and he's really not sure. Sepukim Mesafkale is not 100% sure. So it says in the Braisa, Hatzamas Hagidin, when you have a Korban Pesach, so you have to burn the Noisa. So Hatzamas, you have to burn the bones. What are you burning the bones for? The bones are not, there was no mitzvah sachil on the bones. The answer is, Rashi explains, if it's an etzim sheesh ba moyach, so the moyach inside, the marrow inside the bone is dina kibosar. And you really should have eaten it, but you can't, because by Korban Pesach, there's a unique thing. That's malasish brubo. Not allowed to break any bones. You're not even allowed to chew the bones. They're not even allowed to chew the bones, even if it's a soft bone, the Rambam writes. And you can chew and swallow the whole bone. Also, it's a violation. That's malasish brubo. So if you have atzamas of any other, let's say atzamas of the Korban Chatos, you could have cut it, and the Kohanim could have eaten the etzim shebetoch ha-etzim, the moyach shebetoch ha-etzim. So if they didn't, they left it over till the morning, so it becomes nicer. So then they have to burn it. According to Pesach, they're not allowed to. They're not allowed to chew it. They're not allowed to suck out. They're not allowed to cut it and take out the moyach. So if you have an etzem that has moyach inside, so you have to burn it. The hagidin and the hanoiser. Yisar for the shisha osa. Once you burn the noiser, it becomes nicer. The morning of chamisha osa, the Korban Pesach, hashech tan yudalad nissen. Then whatever's left over till the morning of Tezvav is nifsal belino, so it becomes nicer. Why do you have to burn? Wait till the first day chalamoid, because ain't sarfim kotchim psulim beyontiv. That's the din. You learn that from the pasuk. So it says in the braisa that you burn the gidim. So what kind of gid are you talking about? what kind of gid? The havina bo. What kind of gid are you talking? Are you talking about the gid hanoshe? You're talking about stam gidim in the basa. Stam gidim in the basa. Why didn't he eat it? He should have eaten it up. If he eat the iyater, and if it was left over, he didn't eat it. Hoch maskin, he didn't eat it. Turned into noisa. So the brisa says like that. The tosefta. It says in the brisa, atzamas vagidim b'hanoisa. You have to burn the noisa. So gidim is something separate from noisa. Anas el gidei tzavor. So it goes, the Gemara says, it goes on not get him in the middle of the flesh, those who should have eaten. And if he didn't eat it, he left it over, it became nicer. So it says, any nicer? It's talking about Gidi Hatzavar. So the Gemara says, Ila bosaninu lishdinu. So the Gemara says, if it's not Roy Lachila, so throw it in the garbage. The mitzvah to burn nicer only applies if there was a mitzvah to eat it. There would have been a mitzvah to eat it, and you didn't eat it. Then it became nicer, then you burn it. But if it's lav basan, you know, it's not royal achila, then there's no mitzvah to eat it at all. Then there's no mitzvah to burn it either. So the Gemara says, "Langitzachel legit anasha libid Rabbi Yudam and noigal abachas," and he's not sure. Oh, so you have to leave over both get anoshes from the right leg and the left leg. Rabbi Yudah thinks only one of them is us, but he's not sure which one. So Safik the Raisa lechumre, you have to leave over. You shouldn't eat either get anasha, and one of them he should have eaten, and one of them he should not have eaten. But he's not so convinced, and he's not so sure. So the Gemara says, "Don't you see? Don't you see that Sipukim is Safkale? If you interpret that that Tosefta goes Alibi de Rabbi Yudah, that Tosefta that says Hatzomus Hagid Manos is Yisarful Lashisho Asa goes Alibi de Rabbi Yudah. So you have to leave over both Gidanoshes, and one of them you should really not have to burn one of them. The one that's absolutely Asa, it was no mitzvah to eat it in the first place. You weren't allowed to eat it. But since you don't know which is which, you have to burn both. Then the Gemara suggests not necessarily a proof that Rabbi Yudah holds Sipukim Safkale. Maybe we're talking about a case, maybe on the last line, the Oilam, Meimalach, Mifshit, Pshitale, that is the right leg. Maybe hold Das Torah based on the Hey Haidia, ha, what does it say? Gid Ha Noshe, Ha Meyuman, the right from the left leg. Hach Maskin, Shukul, Besof, Nisarvu. You had two Gidim, one was us and one was mutter, and then he mixed them up and they look exactly the same. So he doesn't remember which one is on the right leg, which one from the left leg. So he can't eat either. But then when it comes to burning it, so you really should only have to burn the one that's from the right leg. But since he's not sure which is which, so you have no choice. So you have to burn both of them. That's how the Gemara suggests. Then, or the Gemara has a third suggestion. First suggestion was that the Tosefta goes Alibi de Rabbi Yudah and Sipukim Misafkale. He's not sure. Second suggestion was not Mishle Pshitale. He knows the right leg, but Hukul Besof Nisaru. It's a Taruvah, so he doesn't know which one. The third suggestion is no. Maybe it goes on Shumanagid. Shumanagid is Mutaman Atar. It's only Yosem Itam Minig. Rashi writes Itam Minig. So Kedoshim Dagabo Iser. Yeah. So maybe that's when it says in the Brisa, you burn the gid. Maybe it doesn't mean the gid. Maybe it means the shumada gid you burn. You don't eat it because it's osam de rabbanan. It's osam itam minig. And you don't, so you have to burn it because menatere, it was re'el achil. Yeah. Or the Gemara gave another, say, Rabino, maybe, say, shumada gid is a machleg zabuda rameya, whether it's osam de rabbanan. Whether it's Asim Rabbanan. Rab Meir holds that it's Asim Rabbanan. Rab Yud holds even Mutam the Rabbanan. But if you say that the Shnei Gidim Haim, the Pnimi Samach Le'etzem and the Chitzaini Samach Le'basar, so one of them goes the whole length of the leg, the other one doesn't go the whole length of the leg. The one that goes the whole length of the leg goes on the Kafa Yerech. So that's the real Gidon Asher. And the other one that's connected to it is only a Gidon Asher mid the Rabbanan. So maybe the real Gidon Asher that's Asim in HaTorah, there never was a mitzvah Sachila on that. So that you just throw out in the garbage. There is no mitzvah to burn it because it's only a mitzvah to burn the nicer if there would have been a mitzvah to eat it in the first place. But over here, there was no mitzvah to eat it in the first place, so there's no mitzvah to burn it. But maybe the mitzvah to burn it goes on the gid hachitzon, on the one that's not really gid hanashim and atar. The panimi is samach lebasa, that's the araisa. The chitzon samach leor, that's only yosem derabban. Okay. So that's a topic in the Gemara. Sure, that's a topic, whether both legs, the right leg and the left leg. Then the Gemara has a fascinating discussion, Tzadik Aleph and Aleph. Let's say we're not sure whether Rabbi Yudah Sipukim is Afkale, whether the right or the leg. So that let's say the fellow is about to eat one of the two Gidanoshes, and the Edom say, we warn you, don't eat the Gidanoshe, and maybe that's the right leg, and maybe that's the one that's awesome. Maybe yeah, maybe no. And then half an hour later, he's about to eat the second Gidon Asher. He say, you better not eat it, because not for sure. Either this is the Asher, or the one that you ate a half an hour ago is the one that's Asher. So the Gemara considers that Hasra Sofik. So Hasra Sofik is a Machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, in the end of Chulin, in Perek Shiloh HaKan, the very end of Chulin. And it's a Machlek, the same Machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, appears in the end of Makkos, in Elohe Naloiken. And there are famous two different girsas in the Gemara, who holds which way. The Gemara says it has to do with kima v'la kima, bitla v'la bitla. What's the din Sometimes you do get malchus, and sometimes, most of the time, you don't get malchus. Once in a while, you do get malchus. So the Gemara says this shaila of hasra safik shma hasra la shma hasra depends on that machlokes. When do you get malchus by a lava nitik le esek? So the Rambam paskins and hasra safik lav shma hasra both by malchus and by misa. The Gemara puts the two together. And this daf tzadik aleph min aleph. The Gemara talks about hikazeh v'chaz v'hikazeh. Rashi explains. A woman was married and she got divorced and she, or her husband died. Husband didn't die. She got divorced from the first husband. A woman who got divorced is supposed to wait tzadik beis yom. She's supposed to wait 92 days before she remarries because she may be pregnant from the first husband. And then when she'll have a baby after living with the second husband, we won't know. Today you can tell by the DNA, you can tell by the blood type who the father of the baby is, whether the first husband or the second husband. But in the days of the Gemara, a lot of times you couldn't help. Sometimes he's the spitting image of the first husband. So you know that the first husband was the father. But sometimes you can't tell in the days of the Gemara. So what's the din of Makkah of Avima, Mekalel of Avima? So Hikazeh, Bechazeh, Hikazeh. He hit one of them and they ate him, warned him. This man may be your father. Don't hit him. If you make a hakor and you cause bleeding, you cause a black and blue mark. A black and blue mark, that means that there's bleeding over there. Atzos Adam below the skin. So it's also, that's called Makkah of Avima, when you have Haitzoaz Dam. So if Hikazeh, because of Hikazeh, each time they warned him, don't hit them. This man may possibly be your father. And then they said, don't hit him, this man. This man may possibly be your father. So that's Hasra Sofik. So Gemara puts together the Machlekes HaTanoim, where the Machlekes HaBiechan Meshlokish, and the Gemara shows it to Machlekes HaTanoim, where the Hasra Sofik Shema Hasra, the Gemara puts it together the same. By Malkus and by Misa, it's the same. The Nadi Bihuda, in the end of the Nadi Bihuda, there's a Shtikl Torah, Tifaremfer. The Nadi Bihuda is all Chuvis. And there's a whole Dvar Torah from the son-in-law of the Nadi Bihuda, whose name I forgot. So he comes to interpret a difficult, problematic Rambam, and he thinks that the Rambam distinguishes regarding Hasra Sofik between Malkus and Misa. That by Misa, the Rama holds Hasra Sofik is no good. By Malkus, the Rama holds Hasra Sofik is good. Yeah, but that's against the Bavli. There may be Yerushalmis, but the Bavli is the favorite. Bavli puts the two together. Hasra Sofik is the same Shaila. So the Gemara introduces it. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a Sepukim, a Safkale, where the Gidanash applies only to the right leg, even applies to the left leg. So what if Ochal Zeh, because of Ochal Zeh, and he gave a Sepet Hasra when he ate the first Gidanash, and he gave a Sepet Hasra when he eats the second Gidanash half an hour later? If he eats them both together, then they give one Hasra, you're eating Gidanash. So if that's a Hasra Zvare, that's not a Hasra Safik. But if they gave him two different Hasras and two different Achilas, and Imanam Shech is Chai Malkin, so that's called Hasra Safik. So the Gemara equates Hasra Safik by Malkus and Misa, and the Nadi Bihuda son-in-law thinks that the Rambam distinguishes between the two cases. Yeah, we mentioned before the Gemara talks about Enis and Chalalisa. The Gemara is discussing the line in the Mishnah, because the first Tosis and the Perek points out the whole Mishnah is Pshita. Kula Nami Pshita. Everything is obvious. That it's not Ba'or, it's B'chutz La'at, B'fnei Abayis, Shlob B'fnei Abayis, B'chulin, B'Megdoshim. Everything is obvious. The Gemara said maybe the Mishnah is driving at this to say that Megdoshim is Noig, the Isa Hegdash is Chal and the Isa Gid. But then it's written backwards. It should have said the Hegdash is Chal on the Gid, not the Gid is Noig the Hegdash. It said the Isa Hegdash is Noig on the Gid. So the Gemara discussed the possibility. The Gemara raised the issue of Enes Chal Alisa, because the animal is a few months old or a few years old, and then you magdash it. So the Isa Gid on Asha was present already from a long time. And now that you magdish it, so now the Issa Hegdish is chal on top of the Issa Gid. So the Gemara said, is that really so, that the Hegdish is chal on top of the Gid? Because of Issa Koilo? Because since the Hegdish is chal on the rest of the animal, which is chulin, which is mutter, so therefore the Issa Kodesh is chal even on the Chelev and on the Gid as well? Or maybe I should say, Ein Begid Meraisen Tam. So there's no Issa Hegdish. This egg is only chal on basar. It's not chal on atzomas. And if ain't the gidim and I sent them, then it's not chal on the gidim either. Akarnayim, antlofim, yeah, it's only, egg is only chal on basar hakarbonis. So if you hold them, you give them an essence time. The Mishnah holds, we saw the Mishnah, Tzarivov and the base. Yerushan is Bashabal Gedanash, Yesh, but an essence time. Mishnah holds, Yesh, be given an essence time. But the Gemara says we don't pass like that. We pass against the Mishnah, and be given an essence time. In the Ramam, there's a problem, there's a famous theory that the Rishon already asked. The Ramam says, if you eat the Gedanash of a behemoth tmeya, I take an elephant, I take a horse, I take a donkey, I take a mule. And also has a Gid on Asha. So that's a machloikis hatanaim, Rab Yuda and Rab Shimon. But the Gid on Asha is noig bebehema tmeya. That Mishnah we had yesterday, no? Because Rab Yuda's opinion is that the din of Gid on Asha was given koide matan Torah. So that's the Mishnah on Kufa Mebeis. Rab Yuda says the mitzvah Gid on Asha was given to Bnei Yaakov. Akein liyoch Bnei Yisrael's Gid on Asha in Parshas Vayishlach. And at that time, behemoth tmeya was still kosher. They were allowed to eat the elephants and the horse meat and donkey meat. So initially, when Gid on Asha was given, it applied to even behemoth tmeya. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that today it still applies to behemoth tmeya. The nature of the issa didn't change. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Nigmar quotes Rabbi Shimon on the top of Kuf Aleph and Mem Aleph. Rabbi Shimon holds that from the mashmos of the pasuk, it says Gid on Asha is aser. Okay, Lachman has Gid on Asha. Misha Gido Asa Basara Muta. Yotzazusha Gido Asa Basara Asa. If you have an animal, a horse or a pig, the whole flesh of the animal is Asa. So it's often understood Gid on Asha doesn't apply in such a situation. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He holds that Gid on Asha even applies to behemoth tmeya, because originally the Issa Gid on Asha was given in the days of Yaakov Avinu when there was still mutter to eat elephant's meat and horse meat and pork. And at that time, Gid on Asha was also, so the nature of the mitzvah didn't change. The din of Gid on Asha still applies. So the Gemara discusses, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gid on Asha is noig behemoth tmeya. Are you like it twice or you only like it once? Is there an Issa behemoth tmeya also? So the Gemara says, an issue of an Issa chalalisa. Okay. Then the Gemara also says, by behemoth tmeya, you only get malchus if you eat bisar behemoth tmeya. If you eat karnaim and tlofim, let's say you eat the hooves of a horse. The hooves is telephim, or you eat the horn of a non-kosher animal. The karnaim is not basar, so then there's no isa. So if you hold yesh begidden benais and tam, so not only does mean it has tam, means it's called basar. If you hold ein begidden benais and tam, means then it's not called basar. It's not called basar, so there's no isa gid. So that's how the Rambam writes, ha'echel gid shel behema tmeya. So the Rambam paskins that there's no isa at all. Not only he passes like Reb Shimon, Gid on Asha is not noig b'mehemet tmeya. Gid on Asha is not noig b'mehemet tmeya, so there's no issa gid. And he says there's no iser b'mehemet tmeya either, because they ain't begidim at us in time. So it's like kadnaim in telofim. So gidim is also not called basa. So there's no lav of b'mehemet tmeya. Nonetheless, the Rambam says if you eat the Gid on Asha of an avela, then you're like kishtaim. If it's a behema tohira, but it's an avela, so that's an outright stira. If he holds that there's no isa behema tmeya on the Gid on Asha, because ain't the Gid on Asha and Tam is not dina kibosar, it's dina kekarnaim utlofim. So what does he write? If you eat the Gid of an avela, you look kishtai once mishum Gid and once mishum nevela. Ain't the Gid on Asha and Tam, it's not dina kibosar. So that's a problem. That's a famous difficulty in the Rambam. The Rishonim raises it. The Rashbam, the Torah Sabbai, already raises it. And the Rishonim ask on the Rambam. Every year someone prints a shtickle Torah to try to defend the Rambam. Why he distinguishes between the Vela and Behemoth Tmeya. That is a problem. Then the Gemara also has, there's another difficult Rambam. Maybe this difficult Rambam will answer the other difficult Rambam, some want to say. The Gemara has that machlekes hatanaim, whether chometz bePesach is also banam. And we learned the end of the parak. So the Gemara had a machlekes hatanaim, whether basa b'cholim is also banam. We paskan that it is also banam. But the Gemara quoted there was one Tana who held that Reb Shimon basa b'cholim muta banam akuf tezayna medalof. He holds that basa b'cholim is muta banam. So we don't paskan like that. So chometz bePesach also there's a machlekes hatanaim. One time, Rabbi Yosef goes up. Tamei al atzmecha. Who ever heard of such a wild idea that chometz bePesach is also b'hano? But that's how we pass. Chometz bePesach is also b'hano, also b'achila and also b'hano. So Gemara had in Psochim in the second paragraph machlekes Chizkiya and Rabbi Abo. How do you know that chometz bePesach is also b'hano? So Chizkiya says because it says, what does it say? Lo yeyochel. Or Yochel something. And we don't pass on like Chizkiya, we pass on like Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo says, Kol mokim shenemar, lo yochel, lo sochlu, lo sochlu, echad yisra achila, echad yisra ano. Whenever the Torah prohibits something, bachila, so it's self-understood that it's not only also bachila, it's also bahanoa as well, unless you have a perish pasuk that says that it's muta. So the Gemara there, the beginning of the second parak in Psochim, asks, Chodosh, the tvua that you just... any tvua that you planted after Pesach is by definition chadash. It grows. If you planted it and it took root before Minchas HaOmer, so then it's yoshan. But whatever was planted after Minchas HaOmer, everything is going to be chadash. So the din is that chadash is muta b'hanoah. And Ev Menachai is also muta b'hanoah. A lot of macholas al suris are muta b'hanoah. So the Gemara shows on each one is a pasuk to tell you that it's muta b'hanoah. So that's what we paskin, that like Rabbi Abo, that anything that's also b'achilu is automatically also b'hanoah. Kol makom shenema lo yochel lo sochlu lo sochlu, echad yisra achilu v'echad yisra anoah b'mashma, or macholos asuras are also b'hanoah, unless you have a beferish pasuk that indicates that it should be muta b'hanoah. So the Gemara raises the issue, what's the story regarding Gid Anosh? Is Gid Anosh also b'hanoah or muta b'hanoah? So the Gemara quotes, it's a machlekes, it's Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Reb Shimon by Yechoi holds that it's also b'hanoah, and the Chachamim disagree to hold muta b'hanoah. So according to the Chachamim, if you hold like Rabbi Abo, that all macholas hasuras are automatically also b'hanoah, so Reb Shimon should be right. So really, Gid Anosh should be also b'hanoah. Where do you see that it's muta b'hanoah? So the Gemara says, it says in the Chumash, L'chele nevele v'chele trefe yosa l'chol malacha, So it says in the pasuk that nevela and treifa are muta b'hanoah. It says v'chelam yosel l'chol malacha is muta to use it. So you see nevela is muta b'hanoah, treifa is muta b'hanoah, and chelav. All three. You see that all three are muta b'hanoah. Shine. So then the Gemara says, and how do you know that dam is muta b'hanoah? Because there's a mishnah in Yuma that when he used to be zerk the dam on the mizbeach, the dam would roll down. And then it would roll from the zbech onto the floor, and then there would be a stream of water that would wash the floor, and the dam would go down the river, and they would sell it to the gardeners, to the farmers, because the water that has dam in it is better for irrigating the crops. So they used to sell it to the farmers. Why didn't it have an Isa Me'ila? It's Hegdish, the dam from the Beis Hamikdash. Gemara says, no, ain't l'chadovish and asas mitzvasai umayalim, but once you use the dam to be zerek on the mizbech, it's ready in the skyma mitzvasai, nasas mitzvasai. So once nasas mitzvasai, there's no me'ila min ha-Torah, but midirabbanan, if the farmers wouldn't pay the gizba shal Hegdish, it would be an isa me'ila midirabbanan. Fine. So the Mishnah says, v'nim karim, the dam that went in the Amma, this was an Amma wide, six tvachim is an Amma. It was an Amma deep and an Amma wide, and they would flush the floors with a lot of water, and the water would push out all the dam from the floor that was Nizrak al HaMizbech, and they would charge money to the Ganonim, to the farmers, to the people who had a garden, because they would use it as fertilizer on their farm. So you see that the dam, it's also dam. Forget about Hegdish. They use a Hegdish is off because Nasis Mitzvasa, but they should have an Isa dam. They're not allowed to drink it, but it should be also b'hanoah. The answer is no, dam is muta b'hanoah. Dam is muta b'hano. So the Gemara said, how do you know that dam is muta b'hano? The Gemara has a pasuk. Then the Gemara says, and how do you know that chaylev is muta b'hano? So the Gemara says, because the chaylev ve'lechev terefi yasa l'chol malacha b'achal lo sachlu. So then the Gemara says, what about gid anasha? Maybe gid anasha is also muta b'hano. When the Torah says, wrong pasuk. When the Chumash says, if you have an avela, lagerish avashrecha tadana b'achala or mochala anachri, you should either give it to a ger toshav who's not obligated to observe. Ger toshav accepts upon himself to observe sheva mitzvahs b'nenach, but he doesn't accept upon himself to keep kosher. So he can eat non-kosher food. So if you have an avela treifa, you should give it. There's a mitzvah l'hachios, a mitzvah to give tzedakah to the ger toshav. He's a nice nochri. So if he's probably not going to be supported by the other nochrim because he's too close to the Jewish people. So it's just like they have anti-Semitism against the Jews. They probably won't like him either. So we have to give him. We have to give him support. We have to give him tzedakah. So the Gemara says the ger toshav is mitzvah l'hachios, a mitzvah to give him tzedakah. Or machal anochri, or you sell it to the nochrim. So the fact that it's muta to sell it to the nachir. Is it right that it's muta b'hano? So the Gemara says, Keshutra nevela, when the Torah says nevela is muta, muter is b'hano, that you're allowed to sell it to the nachir and get paid money for it. Keshutra nevela, he the chelba v'gida hutra. Whatever is included in nevela. Nevela includes the gid anasha, and nevela includes the chelav also. So you see that the chelav of nevela is also muta b'hano. You have the other pasuk, chelav ve'lechev trefi yasa l'chol malacha. Also, with that pasuk, you see it's muta b'hano. The Gemara says, you see from this pasuk. So then the Gemara says, is that true? Kishvutra nevela, when the Torah says that you can sell it to the nochri, that includes even chelav of nevela. What about gidon nasha of nevela? Is it also included? So the Gemara says, it depends. If yesh be gidon benois and tam, then gidon nasha is considered basar. So then bisar hanavela is asur. So then if nevela would have been asur b'hano, so when the pasuk says that bisar nevela is muta b'hano, so even the whole nevela is muta b'hano, so even the gidon nasha is also muta. But the way we paskin la halacha, that ain't the gidon b'nois and tam. So when the Torah says kishuhutra nevela, when it says nevela lagero shavashrach tana b'chol amochol anachri, says nevela is asa b'achila b'muta b'hano v'achol lo sachlu. It doesn't. If you hold the way we paskin la halacha, that ain't the gidon b'nois and tam. So the gidon anasha is not dina kibosar. So kishuhutra nevela, when the Torah says b'sar nevela is muta b'hano, doesn't include the. It includes chaylev, because chaylev is dina kibasa. Chaylev is yeshba b'nois and tam, and chaylev is takuk chalav b'chaylev. Gemara said that it's an issue of basa b'chalav. But tushadis, if you cook it anashe with chalav, will there be an issue of ishul basa b'chalav? So that depends. The simple reading of Gemara depends whether yesh begin b'nois and tam, ain't begin. If you hold ain't begin b'nois and tam, not only it doesn't have tam, it doesn't ask a tam kiyike. It's not dina kibasa. If you hold yesh begin b'nois and tam, not only does it have nois and tam, it's dina kibasar, because it's the middle of the flesh. So since the Rambam paskins, Nacham also, the Gemara says this issue, the Gemara says there in Psochim, in this beginning of the second parak, when they have the whole list of macholos asuris, and some of them are asa b'hano, some of them are muta b'hano. So the Gemara quotes this machleg sab shimen and achacham, where the gid anash is asa b'hano, muta b'hano. The Gemara says, what does it depend on? It depends on the shaila. If yesh begidn benais and tam, so gid anash is dina kibasar, not only has tam kik, a dina kibasar, so dina kibasar, then it's included in the heter of nevela. Because the Torah says the whole nevela is muta b'hano, not just the basar part, the whole nevela. So from the fact the whole nevela, machal anachri, the whole nevela is muta b'hano, includes kishuch and nevela, hi v'chelba v'gid ahotra. The chaylev is also dina kinevela, and the gid is also dina kinevela. So the most muta b'hano. But if you hold ain't the gid b'nois and tam, so gid anasha is not really part of basar, not dina kibasar. So the heter that nevelas mutmanah doesn't apply to the ginanasha. So that's a problem. Why the Rambam writes that the Rambam paskens against Reb Shimon, the ginanasha is mutar b'hanah. Ginanasha mutar b'hanah is based on the assumption that yesh begidim b'naisin tam, and the gid is an integral part of nevela, kishut nevela, he the chelba the gid utra. So that's the Rashba, it's the Akasha and the Rambam. The way the Rambam paskens that ain't the gid b'naisin tam paskens like the Amoraim against the Mishnah, ain't the gid b'naisin tam. So should it come out, the din is like Reb Shimon. So that's a famous problematic Rambam. So some want to say that somehow the two difficult Rambams in Gid Anosha, one is where the Rambam distinguished between Behemoth Tameya and Nevela. That if you eat Gid Anosha, shall Nevela, you are loike mishum Nevela. But if you eat Gid Anosha, Behemoth Tameya, you're not loike because ain't the Gid Anosha Tam. Should have been the same by Nevela. And here the Rambam holds Keshucha Nevela. Not only do we say that Nevela is mutar b'hanah, we say that the Gid Anosha is also mutar b'hanah, because Gid Anosha is dina kibosa. Yeah, but the Rambam paskens not dina kibosa. So there may or may not be a connection between these two problematic Rambams. The Beis Yosef has a famous line. Beis Yosef says, since the Rambam is problematic, the Rambam paskens that Gid Anosha is mutar b'hanah, and since he paskens ain't begidim b'nos, Adam should have led him to pasken like Rab Shimon that Gid Anosha should be osa b'hanah. So it's problematic the psak of the Rambam, and especially that the Zohar says that Gid Anosha is osa b'hanah. So more correct is that we should be machmer that not to get hanah from Gid Anosha. So that's what the Bach asks on the Beis Yosef. What's the chiddush? He says that the Zohar says that Gid Anosha is osa b'hanah. The Mishnah quotes Reb Shimon. Shimon is the one who wrote the Zohar. Reb Shimon Baichai wrote the Zohar. So of course it's going to say in the Zohar the same as Reb Shimon. We know what Reb Shimon says from the Mishnah. The Gemara, the Mishnah says according to Reb Shimon, Gid Anosha is mutar b'hanah. But that's based on, Gid Anosha is osa b'hanah. Gid Anosha is osa b'hanah based on the assumption ain't the Gid Anosha is. So what did the Beis Yosef quote as if that's an additional reason to paskin like Reb Shimon? Because in the Zohar it says like that, the Zohar was written by Reb Shimon. Of course it's going to quote Reb Shimon's opinions. Then on the first daf in the Perek, Gemara has said that's one issue. That's a recurrent theme in the Perek where the Yesh Begidim Menosin Tam Ein Begidim Menosin Tam where the Gid Anosha Ases Tam Kiker, and that depends whether Dina Kibosa. If Gid is Dina Kibasar, then you say Yesh Begid Menasin Tam. Din is not Dina Kibasar, then it's Ein Begid Menasin Tam. If it's Dina Kibasar, then the Gid of an Avela and the Gid of a Tmeya should have an Isa and Avela Treya, Nveya, an Isa and Avela or an Isa Tmeya. And the Rambam split the Psak, that's the problematic Rambam. Then Ingmar raises another issue over here, Vlodis Kopshim. We have a pasuk that we darshan. Rakadashecha shiyulach and the rechatisa uvasa. I think it's a pasuk in Devarim. It's not quoted on the daf. Rakadashecha. I thought Rashi quoted it. I don't remember ready here. Here Rashi quotes it on Tzadik Amid Aleph, right before the wide lines in Rashi. It says b'choris daf yudal on amid base. So he says, but Perik Shaina the Bchar Staff Yadalan base, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, it's in Dvarim. Rakarashecha Shiyoloch and the Recha Tiso Vasa, that's a Chayvas Tipo, whether you live far away from Eretz Yisrael, all the way in New York, or you live in Golan, or you live in Beersheba, there's a Chayvas Tipo. If you have a carbon, you have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. There's a strange Rambam that the Rambam counts this as two different mitzvahs. There's a Chayvah Latapil and Kochim from Chutz Laretz. There's a chayv l'tapel and kachim from Eretz Yisrael to bring them to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs asks, why does he count it as two different mitzvahs? Maybe you might have thought incorrectly that it only applies if you have kavanas in Eretz Yisrael. If you're magdish and korban in New York, you're not mechuyev to send it by boat or to send it by plane to Eretz Yisrael to be makrivit. Maybe you can wait till it gets a moment. We pray that once you learn from the pasuk that there is a chayv to bring it, so it should be one big mitzvah. To bring all the carbon is based on Migdash. Why does Ram count it as two mitzvahs? That's a problem in the Sefer Mitzvahs. A couple of problems in the Sefer Mitzvahs. So the more comments on that pasuk. The pasuk is Chayvas Tipol, to be metapel, They bring all the karbonis to the Beis HaMikdash, and it says, Rakadoshecha, Ashiyihu Aloch. So Rakadoshecha, the Gemara Rashi quotes Mecharis Yudal, Rakadoshecha tells you that even Tmuris, Vayahu is Marosa Yiyakodesh, you're not allowed to say Harezu Tachazu. What if you went ahead and you did say? So he thought he's going to pull off a stunt over here. He's going to transfer the Kedusha from this animal to this animal. He wants to transfer Rabba Tov, Tobara. He feels it's not right. He gave an animal that's too skinny. He wants a bigger, fatter animal, more expensive animal, whatever. Tobara, Rabba Tov. He wants to switch it. So the Torah tells us it doesn't work. They're both Kodesh. So the question, they're both Kodesh. Are you makriv it though? Maybe it's Kodesh, you have to wait till it gets a mum. Sometimes there are karbonis that are hegdish, but you're not allowed to be makir with them for some reason or another. You have to wait till it gets a mum. So it says over here, Rakarashecha el hatmuris, you're makir with it. Ashir eloch el havlodis. Ashir eloch means if they will be born. It means, of course, if you have a female animal, a korban oila has to be a male. Chatos is a female. Shlomen could be male or female. Okay. That's what Rashi talks about. There's a Rashi here later in the Perek. Rashi talks about Gid Anasha of Amachatos. So that's what they point out. How can the crazier place he quote one of the world's biggest experts on Gid Anasha saying that it doesn't apply to female animals? If Rashi interprets in the Gemara that there's a din of a Gid Anasha and Achatos, Achatos is always female. Unless Rashi means a chatas atzibur, chatas atzibur is male, but a normal chatas ayachir is always going to be a female. Yeah, we don't assume that he was right. We're machmer for his opinion that not only is what we call a gid anasha is aser, even the thing that's only by males and not by females is also aser. But really, that's a mistake. That's not the gid anasha. Gid anasha is a part of the animal that's both by male and female. Anyway, so there's a gzeris hakosel here. If you makdish an animal and it's a female and it gives birth to a vlad is kachim are also kreivim ala mizbeach. Vlad is kachim have kedusha, ashi ulach ela vladis. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Vlad is kachim, when do they become kodesh? They say, Bahaba yasim hen kodesh. Bahaba yasim means when they're born. Ashi ulach means when they're born. Or they say, Bimei imon hem kedoshim. No. It's inside the rechem of a shlomim and a keva, or a chatas is in a keva. A vlat chatas has kedusha on it, but it's not korev chatas. One of the chamish chatos amesis. A vlat chatas is an example. It has kedusha, but you can't be makrevit. Chamish chatos amesis. So you have to lock it up and let it die from starvation. That's a halacha moshe mesina. Chamish chatos amesis. You have to lock him up and let it die from starvation. A strange did, yeah. So the Gemara has a machlekes on this daf, where the Vlod Eskotchim have kedusha based on that pasuk that was quoted in Mechoriz daf Yudal and Mevayis. Rakadoshecha elo atmuris ashir eloch elo havlodos. So these say b'habi yosem en kedoshim. Kol zman the uber is inside rechamimo, the uber does not have kedusha. It only gets kedusha the moment that it's born. Or do you say no? It has kedusha b'meim en kedoshim. It's ke'eva meva reha, and it has a kedusha when it's inside. Then the Gemara has machlekes hatanaim. There's an institution of Ben Pekua. That's the fourth perek in the Mestichta. First the program about shechita, the third perek is all about elu treifas. What is the animal a treifa? It talks about how you establish whether Malager, Mafis Parsa, which animals are kosher, which are treif, which fish, snap of the kaskesis, and which chayas, and which birds, how do you know, sugya of Nesha, big sugya, long balamora, quotes there, Abinatam, the very long balamora Nesha. So that's the third parak. Third parak has all the dinim of treifus, and it has all of the dinim of how do you establish daktor, me daktor, a behemoth tohir, a behemoth tmeya, and oifis tmeya, and oifis tohir, fine. And Shrotzim also, a little bit about Shrotzim also. Then the fourth parak, Beimam Kasha, is all about Ben Pekur. So Ben Pekur is a din. If you shech the mother is pregnant, so the vlad is nita b'shchita simo. But it's a famous machlekes, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah. So Rav Meir holds, if it's a Ben Tes Chai, inside, it's called Olach Hadoshim. It's already a Benta Eschai inside Me'ei Imo. When you shech the mother, the Vlad is not Nita B'Shchita Sima. When the Vlad comes out, it's a regular Vlad, and it needs Shchita. It'll require Shchita. It's not Nita B'Shchita Sima. And we pass on like Rabbi Yudah, that not only a Ben Ches or a Ben Tes Meis is Nita B'Shchita Sima, even a Ben Tes Chai is also Nita B'Shchita Sima. But if it's, I shech the mother, and after I finish shechting the mother, then the Vlad comes out. So the hifis agabi karka, the Vlad is jumping around, running around, like a regular Vlad. So midirabonon, itam marisan, you need shechita on the ben pekua. That's the question. When you do shechita on a ben pekua, do you say a bracha or not? Because marisayin, whenever you do something, mishum marisayin, the Mishum Marisayin is not a not to avoid violation of an Aveira. Yisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael means that a person's reputation is not his property. He has no right to destroy his own reputation. Just like I'm not allowed to say Lashon Hara, I'm not allowed to destroy someone else's reputation. I'm not the Baal HaBos on my own reputation, so I'm not allowed to destroy my own reputation. That's what they tell a story about the Chafetz Chaim, that is once going by train, and there was a Baal HaBos in the same cabin with him. So he asked him, Baal HaBos asked the Chafetz Chaim, he didn't recognize who it was. He asked him, where are you going? He said, he's going to Radin. So he said, oh, you live in the same city with the holy Tzadik Hador, the Chafetz Chaim. Do you know who he is? So what's he going to say? That's me. So he said, yeah. So he says, is he really such a great Tzadik? And then so he kept on knocking everything down because he was embarrassed. What's he going to say? What a great Tzadik he is. So then the other fellow said, yeah, I'm a Bazin Talmid HaChamim. You don't have enough Derech Eretz for the Chafetz Chaim. So when he finally came to Radin, so the Chafetz Chaim was so happy, he ran out of the train and he ran home. He's putter from this guy. Then that evening, he went to Davin in the Beis Medrash, in the yeshiva, and he sat in the, Chafetz Chaim sat in the front, in the Mizrach Rand, and then his Baal HaBos was there in shul. So he realized that this was the Chafetz Chaim, the one that he was giving a hard time. So he walked over to him after Davin, and he apologized why he gave him such a hard time. He said, Yimavaza the Chafetz Chaim. He didn't realize that he was the Chafetz Chaim. So they said, the Chafetz Chaim answered, I wrote so much about Lashon Hara, and I forgot to write such an obvious din. Not only are you not permitted to say Lashon Hara against someone else, you're not allowed to say Lashon Hara against yourself either. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that's a din of Marisayin, that a person is not the Baal HaBos on his own luck, just like you're not allowed to ruin someone else's reputation. You're not allowed to ruin your own reputation. You are not the owner of your reputation. You should have the right to destroy your reputation. So the Pashto says, whenever you have to do something, Mishum Arisayin, you don't have to say a bracha on it. The Gemara says in the Sugya of Chanukah, in Perek Mamadlikin, that if a person has an apartment that has a Pesach on two sides, on both sides, so even though when he lights the menorah al Pesach, basically b'chutz, he's yotzei, he has to light another menorah on the other side, mishum arisayin. People who walk on the other street may think that he's mezalzel, that he didn't light a menorah. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, when he lights the first menorah he lights, he says a bracha. When he lights the second one, it's only mishum arisayin, that people shouldn't think that he's doing it improperly. He's not fulfilling the mitzvah of hadlakas ha-menorah. So he should light the second one without a bracha. So here, it's a question here. There's a machloikis and achrayim. When you shech the ben pekua, do you say a bracha on the shechita or not? So some say you don't say a bracha on the shechita. So if you don't say a bracha, then it's the same. But many say that you do say a bracha. So why? If the shechita is on the mishum arisayin, why should you say a bracha? So that's a big discussion. That's a big discussion. Maybe marisayin is not, maybe sometimes the din is marisayin. Sometimes because of the consideration of marisayin, the chacham ramasakein, that ben pekua needs shechita. But it's not just mishum marisayin yeshechting it. Marisayin is what is the motivation to make a takana. The takana was a mitzvah mederabanan, that you need shechita for ben pekua, not that you're doing mishum marisayin. Sometimes something is, a lot of times you have a din derabanan, the motivation to make the din derabanan is one thing, but then called the tikkun rabanan came there, I said tikkun, it's not just they need make-believe shechita mishum arisayin. Mishum arisayin, they made a takana that you need shechita. So you need all the chomish shechita. Okay. So maybe B'nai Neder tomorrow we'll continue with this topic. The Gemara says that the Machlekes of Yuda and Rameya, where the Ben Tes Chai is Nita B'Shchita Simo, is relevant to when, with respect to the dinim of Enis Chalalisa, when is the Issa Chalev Chal and when is the Issa Ginanash Chal? Is it Chal B'mei Imo, when the Uber is inside the mother's Rechem? Or is it only Chal when it's born? So why does that have to do with this machlekes? We're not talking that you shechted the mother. So Belineta tomorrow we'll have to start about that. Maybe tomorrow there's going to be a special shiur in the Kailo. It's the yahrzeit of Dr. Weissman. Dr. Weissman was a frumma doctor. He used to be the doctor for the students in yeshiva. When I was a student in yeshiva, he was a frumma balabas. He davened in broyers every Shabbos, and he passed away many years ago. And every year, one of the boys in the kollel says Shir Divrei Torah, honor around his yard site. So it's going to be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So maybe we'll start our Shir tomorrow at 11:45. We'll have to finish by 1 o'clock. So maybe instead of starting at 12, start at 11:45, and the Shir will be an hour and a quarter instead of an hour and a half. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Just all the way in the beginning of this year with regards to Nikor for Ashkenazi versus Sfar. What are we passing in then for an Ashkenazi that wants to buy from a Sfardish Shochet?
I think Rav Chaim Moshe is the last Shuvan, the third Chelek Achiezer, the three volumes of Achiezer that were printed during his lifetime. After Rav Chaim Moshe passed away, then somebody in Eretz Yisrael collected additional Shuvas and they put them together. Those tshuvas are not edited, so they have all kinds of other discussions. But all the tshuvas that Rav Chaim Moshe printed, he edited, he left out all the side topics. So the very last tshuva in the third chilek, I think he's makel. I think he says it's not that there's really a minig that you're not allowed to do nikur. We don't know, but if you get a svardi who knows how, so then I think he says it is muta. Very short tshuva. I think it's only one paragraph. I think he is makel.
Also,
okay.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Maybe just the Beis Yosef that the Bach didn't understand why he was quoting the Zohar. I think, did Rabbi say in a previous year that in general we try to follow the Zohar if there's no steer with halacha?
Yeah, usually, yeah. But here there's a machlek is hatanaim, yeah.
Right, but
a lot of Rishonim paskin get on Nashi is also Bahanoa. The Ramah has. The Rambam Paskin Mutabanu is problematic. It's a steer in the Rambam. So that's the first half of the Beis Yosef. There's some in Rishonim Paskin that it's also Banu, because we Paskin that Ein Begid Mesintam. So it should follow Kishut Chonavela, Gidan Lasha is not included, because it's not Dina Kibosa. And the Rambam is a Mutabanu is problematic. Should have said Osmanu. So that's fine. But then he says, and more than that, Bifrat and the Zohar, it says. So that's his time. What did he add on from the Zohar? The Zohar is Reb Shimon. We know from the Mishnah, Reb Shimon holds that Gidan Asha is also Bahno. Yeah.
But if in general we wouldn't pass him like Rabbi Shimon, and then now we're saying the Zohar would say that, and in general we try to follow the Zohar. So then wouldn't that be an extra?
No, but over here we know he was outvoted. It was Machlokes and the Tanaim, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. So the Rambam passes like the Chachamim. So what is the help that you're throwing in the Zohar? The Zohar is not an additional source. The Zohar is the same source as before. The Zohar is Reb Shimon.
Okay.
Yeah, the Bach Steiner.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Very good, very good.